Let me tell you about how I discovered this concept of coaching 3.0. And if you're not sure what coaching 3.0 is, it is when you combine coaching with AI, with specifically with LLMs or large language models, which is ChatGPT and Claude and Grok and all the rest of it. So here's what's happened. I've long been fascinated of like I learn best when I can listen and read at the same time. So I got my team to build in transcripts into Simplero so that whenever I'm watching a course, and if I buy the course and it's on some other platform, not Simplero, I'll actually, don't tell anyone, I'll download it, put it onto Simplero so that Simplero transcribes it, and then I'll have the video and the transcript side by side. And then what I do is I do highlights. I build a highlight feature into Simplero so I can make highlights of the key points, because that also helps me reinforce the learning. And then I can go back and look at my highlights, and then it's easier for me to remember what it was. Because the way that our brains work is that we need spaced repetition. We need to have the same thing input into our brains again and again with some time between them. And that's how we start to form long-term memory and really learn things. So I build the features into Simplero for that. And then I had the thought, well, what if we could actually have an LLM that we can now ask questions of this transcript? And so I had the team build that feature. And so now you can ask a question to ChatGPT of any particular video or lesson, or of a whole course module or a whole course or a whole site with a bunch of courses and discussion forum and all these other things all at once. Now that is freaking powerful. So that alone unlocks so much. But here's where it got really interesting, because then in this was in April, I was in Dallas for a seminar with Joe Dispenza. You've probably heard of Joe Dispenza. It's like his week-long advanced retreat where we meditate for like 5 hours a day or something for 7 days. And at that event, one of the masterminds that I'm in, someone was like, hey, was posting in the WhatsApp group saying, hey, ChatGPT now has access to all of your previous conversations, so try asking it this question. You know, given all of our conversations, if I were to die tomorrow, what would you say that my legacy was? And I recommend that you go in and ask that of ChatGPT if you use ChatGPT a lot. I did, and I was blown away by the answer. It was like, you would be known for simplicity, you would be known for the spirituality and how you blah, 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 and like a third thing. I forget what it was, like first principles thinking or something like that. And I was like, huh. That's pretty good. That's pretty fucking good. Huh. What else could I do with this? What else could I do with this? So I've had many different personality readings over the years. One of my characteristics is that I don't know who the fuck I am. And some people are born with like a clear, this is who I am. My wife is one of them. So she's like, nope, this is who I am. Like, not that she can't evolve, but she has a clear sense of self. And some of us don't have that. In human design, I think it's the G center that's defined or undefined or something like that. Like, you can either have a clear sense of like, this is who I am, which then means that you're a transmitter of that, or you can have it in human design terms, it can be undefined or open, which means that you're more like a radio receiver. So the gift for me is that I'm really good at sensing people, but I'm not so good at knowing who I am. So I've been someone who's searched all my life for answers to the question, who the fuck am I? And what the fuck am I here to do? Like, it's been so unclear to me. Human design and gene keys and hand analysis and DISC tests and Gallup, the strengths finder tests and like Myers-Briggs and on and on and on and on. And all of them have been valuable. All of them have given me something, and I've done like Akashic records and like blah, blah, blah. And I have all these like, you know, mediums who like intuitive mediums, all of it. And I have the recordings of most of these sessions. And so I was thinking like, what if I actually put that into ChatGPT, right? The recordings of this. And then based on that and what I'm working on right now, could that help me see something that I don't see myself? Like, how does my Gene Keys profile relate to, like, what I'm doing here with my coaching offer or with my software business or how I'm solving this relationship issue or whatever it is? And lo and behold, it turns out the answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely. 1,000% yes. It is so powerful. And then I was like, what if I take a course lesson or like a group coaching call from someone, from one of my mentors, and put that in there and help it now, given that lens, like help me apply that over here, or take a coaching session with someone, like one of my mentors, and then like, okay, great, pull out the highlights and help me apply it to this situation. And it works fan-freaking-tastic. That's what I want to say. And it turns out, though, that the problem is it's a little bit complicated to get that stuff in there. You can't just, like, upload a video and be like, hey, transcribe this and, like, use this. And you can't, like, where do you put it? The only place you can really put it is in conversations. You can sometimes put it in projects as project files, but they can only be 10 files and they can only be so long. Well, so there's all kinds of complications that actually make it hard to get all this context in there. So I was like, what if we build that? So we're currently building that into Simplero so that there is this one place where you can, home for your AI coaching needs, where you can just feed it all the information about you. Now, the other problem that I found was that I was doing this with ChatGPT's team solution, team offering. And then it turns out that there's some problems with that some limitations on the team's plan. So, for example, you can't at all share any conversation that you have in ChatGPT with anyone outside the team. Like, if you're using ChatGPT personally, you can do a share link and then people can see that conversation that you're sharing, and like, just so I can share it with my team or with my wife or with other people. On a team account, you can't do that. Like, any conversation is locked to that team. And there's also limitations. You can't access the pro models and whatnot. So then I was like, okay, let me switch to the personal account. So now I have both a team account, you know, and the team is using that. And then I have my personal ChatGPT account. And in there, I have all of that. There's still some issues. You can't share a conversation that's inside a project. Well, there's other limitations. But now the really annoying thing was, like, I couldn't, all the stuff that I had fed the team account with, the personal account doesn't have access to. And that's annoying. So then I was like, whoa, what's happening here is that we're feeding all this information in there and there's so much value in that, but it's locked to a specific LLM. And not just that, but like a specific account on that LLM, which makes it a lot less valuable and a lot harder. And now, like, what if I want to hear what Claude 4 Opus has to say about this, or Grok 4, or some other LLM, because they all have different personalities and you can't. So what we're building is that, like, all of that stuff is stored with you, and you can just upload a PDF, we'll extract the info, you can upload a video, we'll transcribe it and extract that, we can upload an audio file, we'll transcribe it and extract that, you can basically anything you can throw at it, we'll pull out the text from it, and to some extent the images and whatnot, so that you can use that as a basis for what you're doing. Now, what you can then do is you can actually send the same stuff to different LLMs. You can be like, okay, this is great. I love how ChatGPT 4.0 thinks about this. What would ChatGPT 03 say about this? Or what would Claude 4 Sonnet or Opus say about this? What would Grok 4 say about this? And now you can get different perspectives. And then you can be like, oh, that idea and that idea, let's combine that, and then let's send that to ChatGPT 4.0 or Grok or whatever. Because they have different strengths and different weaknesses, but when you're putting all your stuff into one LLM, it lives there and it kind of is in that silo. So that's what we're building now. And what I find is that when you have this tool available all the time, what I'm doing is I'm just feeding it stream of consciousness of what's happening in my head. It's like the other night, I had dinner with someone and who's done sales for a very long time in copywriting. And I was like, hey, would love to get your perspective on the coaching that I'm doing and you know, how I'm marketing my coaching program. And he's like, yeah, I'd be happy to. And then he started going into this whole conversation about, well, you gotta have like actual sales people and sales calls, and you gotta do like live challenges and live workshops and live this, live that. And I'm like, And then on the way home, I was like, no, like I don't want to do any of those things, and I don't believe that you need to do any of those things. You can do all of this. If your marketing is good enough, you can do all of this with just great marketing and then offer docs. Like, just write a document that lays out, here's what you get, here's what it's going to do for you, and here's what you need to do to get it. Like, that's it. That's all people need to actually see and hear, if your marketing is strong enough. And that's what I'd like to do. I'd much rather do that than have to manage the sales team or run live challenges or all that garbage. I don't have patience for it. I don't have time for it. And so I was just stream of consciousnessing this into ChatGPT, because the Simplera Coach tool isn't quite available yet. And it's so helpful for me to just like talk out loud and think out loud, throw it in there, see what comes back. And I usually don't read the full thing right then, because I'm still in the process. Like, that's why I don't do the talking back and forth, because then it interrupts my thought stream and feeds me its stuff, which I don't really want. I actually want to stay in my thought stream. But I do want to just like skim and see what it picks up on. And then I'll go with the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And it was like, right, like it just helped me remember, no, fuck no. Like, this is what I believe in. This is what I want to do. And I see other people doing this, and of course that can work for me too. And so it really helped me ground myself in what is true for me. So what I use it for is, I'll be like, okay, here's what's going on. Here's a list of the mind bugs that I've identified. So I give it a chart of my mind bugs. What do you see is active for me? And then it helps me, it can point out, it's like, I see this mind bug, and here's what you said where I see that, and I see this mind bug, like, oh great, yeah. And then it helps me rewrite it, so like, what's the truth, what's actually real here? And then that helps solidify it, and each time I do it, it just lands deeper in me. And that's, again, is what's so powerful, is I can give it the guidelines to say, this is how I think. I don't want your mainstream BS thinking. Right? Because the mainstream doesn't know shit about anything. Like, the mainstream is what 99% of people believe. And if you want the same life as 99% of the people out there, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to help you. Like, that's not the life that I want. Because most people are miserable and sick. 2/3 of Americans are on prescription meds, like on SSRIs or benzos or whatever. Like, I'm like, what the? No, just no. Like, they drink caffeine, they drink alcohol, they smoke weed. Like, no. None of that shit. No, I'm for sober, clean fucking living, just being happy and pumped about my life and what like, no, I'm no, we're not doing that. We're just not doing that. So I don't want the mainstream view. I want to feed it a view. I want to feed it a way of thinking, a viewpoint. And that's what we're bringing into it. And then I wanted to help me, based on that thinking of that framework, to spot my mind bugs and spot what I need to do or what's going on, so I can integrate stuff better. I'm reading a book right now called Open Your Eyes and See, I think is what it's called. Here, let me just pull it up on my Kindle here. One sec, which is fascinating. It's called, Take Off Your Glasses and See. Take Off Your Glasses and See is what it's called. I wish I could show you the cover, but it's remarkable. Like, everything we thought we knew about eyesight is fucking wrong. It's wrong. Like, they measure your like the lens in your retina, in your eye, and then based on that, by like completely isolating your eyesight and just focusing on the central piece where you focus. But our vision is not just that. There's peripheral vision as well. And then they make you glasses. I got these glasses a couple years ago because as I turned 50, I started to see a little less clear. But then it turns out, and I almost never use them because I don't need to, because my eyesight is better now than it was then, like through diet, through emotional release. Like, your eyesight are not just that. And what happens when you put the glasses on is that your eyes stop moving as much. and that locks in your and in like anyway, I didn't want this to be a talk about vision, but it locks your eyes from moving because only when they're looking straight ahead do they focus properly, but your eyes are designed to be moving all the time, and so those muscles atrophy. The other thing that happens is that the central focal point is about seeing the details. It links with your analytical mind, whereas the peripheral vision links with your right brain, with your wholeness seeing mind. And so when you wear glasses, it shuts that part down from working the way it's supposed to. And here's one more thing, is that as we access emotions and memories, our eyes tend to go like up and to the right or up and to the left or down, right, left, right. Like our eyes, where they're pointing, gives us access to different parts of our mind and emotions. And so again, by locking your eyes into that one focal point, it's actually like it's shutting you down emotionally. Huh, who would have thought? So if you have poor vision, it's because there's something that you're not willing to see in your life. It's like an emotional thing. It's a whole thing. And people's eyesight's improve all the time, and their ability to see is not not directly one-to-one correlated with what you can measure in the lens in their eyes in those eye exams. Like, anyway, all of this just to say that mainstream is BS. Like, almost everything that mainstream medical knowledge, like life knowledge, says, like how the mind works, how the body works, how to succeed at anything, like it's BS. We need the fringe science that actually knows shit about shit, and that's why it's so important that you feed the LLM with things that come from reputable sources. So you want to find a mentor, a coach, a guide that you trust to lead you, that you trust to have the answers that you're looking for. You don't want to just like go ask the LLM at large. You want to find that mentor, and then you want to ask the LLM in the context of that. And that is what Coaching 3.0 is all about. That's what we're building in Simplero. All the tools around that, so you as a coach or you as a coaching client, you can both get your needs met there. Like you as a coaching client, and like we're all, like every coach is also a coaching client, of course, but you as a coaching client, you can use the Simplero coaching personal AI coach tool to do what I just described here. And if you're a coach, you use Simplero to provide, to host your coaching stuff, your community, your calls, all of that, so that your members have access to it outside of your coaching calls through this these AI features that we're doing. And then the kind of work that I do with people is I help you become that super strong, clear transmission of your unique essence that makes you human, the thing that no AI or LLM can ever copy, because they're not human. They're just like putting this left brain prefrontal cortex on steroids. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. And there's so much more. It's like 0.01% of being a human is that. But we think it's so much. We think it's everything because we're mistaken. So what we do in my coaching is we get really clear on what is your transmission? What is your human transmission? Because that is what people ultimately want. They buy coaches, not coaching. They want to feel you. They want to feel a connection. That's what really unlocks and transforms them. So check out Simplero if you're a coach or your coaching client. Like, everybody should be using Simplero at this point. And if you're interested, if you're already doing at least 10K a month and you're interested in my coaching on the transmission, I call it the essence to expression to engine to build your empire framework, then hit me up, just DM me or email me Recode, and we can see if you're a fit and I am able to help you there. Thanks for watching. Appreciate you very much. Go kick some ass. I believe in you. And I got your back. Right here. Do it. Do it. You know you can do it. You know you want to. All right, I'll see ya.